He's on the red carpet tonight. How are you, Nick?
Good, mate. It's just started to wrap up here a little bit, which is so thankful because it's just been go, go, go for like the last 3 or 4 hours.
Wow, is that how long? It goes for 3 hours, does it, the carpet?
Well, the thing is, you've got to be, like, I'll give you a bit of an insider tip. You've got to be on the carpet about 2 hours before the actual guests arrive,
right,
so you can get a good spot. And then once they start arriving, it takes about 3 hours for them to file through the carpet. And considering it's been like 36 degrees in Sydney today, it's like awful.
Oh, look, I saw the chipmunks on the carpet before. Imagine how hot those guys were.
Mate, I was so struggling for them. And the thing with them was they didn't just walk it and go back inside. They were on that red carpet in those big chipmunk suits for about half an hour straight. I was like, how are you even alive anymore? How is this legal?
I reckon they've lost a bit of weight inside those suits.
The one good thing.
That's it. So you've been on the carpet. You've obviously met a few musos and people along the way. Who have you had a chat to today?
Mate, I had the really lovely chance to have a chat with Dave LaPepe from Gang of Youth.
Oh, great.
It was awesome to catch up with him. And it's a really cool story with them because they really just kind of made all this music that's so from the heart and so, you know, honest. And I don't think they really expected to ever, you know, enter this world of glitz and glamour that kind of is the Arias. So it was really nice to catch up with him and kind of get his vibe as he, you know, walks in all suited up.
Yeah.
It was really nice to see Kevin from Tame Impala as well. You know, they're up for a fair few awards tonight, but feeling quite calm about the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw that pic. You look great.
Thank you, mate. Well, very much appreciated. You can all see that at Nick W. Kelly on Twitter and Instagram.
Excellent.
But yeah, there's been a lot of people on this carpet tonight, and everyone's in a really good mood. It was a calmer carpet than years past. You didn't have the likes of One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer walking the carpet this year. It was a lot more, you know, focused on the nominees and focused on, you know, the people that are actually here tonight to win some big awards.
Well, as it should be, I think. It's Australian Music Month. It's Australian Music Awards. And it's great to have, you know, focusing on the local artists because this last year of music has been absolutely ridiculous. So good.
It's awesome, man. It's really cool. I mean, Ed Sheeran is here as an international guest, but he's got a lot of love for the local music scene. I know that he's actually been helping out Dylan Joel, a local rapper, with some of his music.
Nice.
And he's done some stuff with Conrad Sewell as well, who's an Australian artist who's really just blown up this year.
Yeah,
So, yeah, he's a really big champion of Australian music, and it's been really cool to have him here. But, yeah, as I said, the focus has really been on the really big Australian acts that have been doing some amazing things this year, and that's a great thing to say.
Yeah, well, that's it. And there's a pretty awesome bunch of nominees up for Album of the Year this year. What's your pick? Who's going to take away the big award?
It's a very hard one. I think Courtney Barnett will probably come through with the goods, but I really hope Tame Impala get it. That album is just something I haven't been able to stop listening to.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of high hopes for them. But it's the thing with that Album of the Year category, and especially the male and female artists of the year, they are such good nominees this year, and I think that whichever one wins really actually deserves it. And that's not me just trying to be civil. I'm a pretty honest person. They're all actually really great albums.
Well, that's
so
what I mean.
Really excited for everyone.
Exactly. This last year of music has just been so, so good that you look at all the nominees for all the different categories and you just go, oh, wow, I don't mind who wins. You know, they're just all great nominations.
That's it, man. It's been a really exciting year for music, and I think Australian music's very excited to celebrate its night of nights here tonight at the Star. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, that's it. Well, thanks very much for having a quick chat to us on the carpet, Nick Kelly. Have a
no
great
problem.
Night. You're going in, you're going to schmooze it up now?
Look, I think I might go schmooze with a few musos, but I might have to go freshen up first, I think.
Yeah, go a quick shower, maybe just pat the arms for a bit.
Yeah, good idea. Bit of deodorant, bit of underarm.
Cheers, Nick. Have a good night.
You too, mate.